3. The Divinington Home of Adjusters. All universe activities related to the dispatch, management, direction, and return of the mystery monitors from service in all of the 7 super-universes seem to be centered on the sacred sphere of Divinington. As far as I know, none but adjusters and other entities of the Father have been on that sphere. It seems likely that numerous unrevealed propersonal entities share Divinington as a home sphere with the adjusters. We conjecture that these fellow entities may in some manner be associated with the present and future ministry of the mystery monitors. But we really do not know. When thought adjusters return to the Father, they go back to the realm of supposed origin, Divinington, and probably as a part of this experience. There is actual contact with the Father's paradise personality as well as with the specialized manifestation of the Father's divinity which is reported to be situated on this secret sphere. Although we know something of all the 7 secret spheres of paradise, we know less of Divinington than of the others. Beings of high spiritual orders receive only 3 divine injunctions, and they are: 1. Always to show adequate respect for the experience and endowments of their seniors and superiors. 2. Always to be considerate of the limitations and inexperience of their juniors and subordinates. 3. Never to attempt a landing on the shores of Divinington. I have often reflected that it would be quite useless for me to go to Divinington. I probably should be unable to see any resident beings except such as the personalized adjusters, and I have seen them elsewhere. I am very sure there is nothing on Divinington of real value or profit to me, nothing essential to my growth and development, or I should not have been forbidden to go there. Since we can learn little or nothing of the nature and origin of adjusters from Divinington, we are compelled to gather information from 1001 different sources, and it is necessary to assemble, associate, and correlate this accumulated data in order that such knowledge may be informative. The valor and wisdom exhibited by thought adjusters suggest that they have undergone a training of tremendous scope and range. Since they are not personalities, this training must be imparted in the educational institutions of Divinington. The unique personalized adjusters no doubt constitute the personnel of the adjuster training schools of Divinington. And we do know that this central and supervising course is presided over by the now personalized adjuster of the first paradise, son of the Michael order, to complete a 7-fold bestowal upon the races and peoples of his universe realms. We really know very little about the non-personalized adjusters. We only contact and communicate with the personalized orders. These are christened on Divinington and are always known by name and not by number. The personalized adjusters are permanently domiciled on Divinington. That sacred sphere is their home. They go out from that abode only by the will of the Universal Father. Very few are found in the domains of the local universes, but larger numbers are present in the central universe.